91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio, finishing up there with the Walkmen and the song Heaven from their self-titled release. And we also heard Caitlin Rosen there with Waitin' from The Stand-In. The Violent Femmes, our classic pick of the week, 30 years old. Whew, 30 years old. And the song Please Do Not Go. And of course, we want to thank once again Steve Forbert for coming into the studio, as well as Gregory Sweet. Just so nice to hear about what Steve's got going on in his show tonight. So thanks to them once again. Support for KXCI is provided by Plush on the southwest corner of 6th Street and 4th Avenue. K-Bass performs tonight at 10:30. Igor and the Red Elvises return for a Saturday night show. And more information on all Plush events is available at plushtucson.com. Additional support for KXCI is provided by La Cocina Restaurant, Cantina, and Coffee Bar in the Old Town Artisans Block in downtown Tucson. La Cocina features globally inspired, locally conscious food, eclectic wines, and local beer, creative cocktails, and a full coffee bar with live music and community events in a garden courtyard cafe. Information at LaCocinaTucson.com. Let's take a look at traffic real quick here. We do have an accident, Campbell at River, so watch for emergency vehicles there. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 55. Saturday's going to be beautiful, a high of 85 and a low of 56. Joining me in the studio now is Melanie Cooley. She is a volunteer with Many Mouths, One Stomach. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Kathy.
I'm really excited to be more involved. I know everyone at KXCI is so excited to be more involved with Many Mouths, One Stomach. And one of the reasons, I know we've always wanted to get involved. And the thing that happens is that we kept saying, well, we can't really do anything for the procession. We don't really want to do anything for the procession. It's not like we want to be down there with a banner, or, you know, so what could we do? So after I got back last year, I sat down with Nadia and Paul, and we came up with the idea that really what we need to do is spread the word about the fundraising.
Yeah.
So for folks who don't know, and we've had Nadia on, we had her on before the procession last year, is I think that most folks don't know that the city does not financially support the procession.
Absolutely true. So the procession last year cost, and this is All Souls procession last year, cost about $75,000. And almost all of the money that has gone toward, been raised for that procession, has been from individual donors or small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
One grant last year, but everything else came from individuals and small businesses. So this truly is a community-owned procession. Mm-hmm. About 50,000 people attended last year.
Mm-hmm.
Every attendee costs about $1.
Okay.
For Many Mouths, One Stomach, which is the parent organization.
Uh-huh.
In infrastructure costs, and that means things like barricades, you know, closing the roads, paying for police,
trash,
you know, paying for trash cleanup, porta potties.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Things that you don't think of. And so
mm-hmm.
I thought it was really important for our listeners to understand and get some clarity on the fact that Many Mouths, One Stomach is the nonprofit organization that sponsors, that puts on All Souls procession that we all go to in November.
Right.
And so I really appreciate you coming on, Melanie, because I think it's important that we let folks know that there are events, there are fundraising events and all kinds of information, informative events that go on throughout the year, so you can find out more about it and find out how you can help.
Absolutely. And the other thing to know besides the money, and we're actually still $10,000 in debt from last year's procession,
mm-hmm.
Because we're constantly kind of, if a procession keeps growing, it's tapped into such a fundamental human need for expression and grieving that people find out about it, they come.
Yeah.
And they bring more people. And so Many Mouths, One Stomach has really been playing catch up to try to fund the procession every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also almost completely volunteer produced. So this past year there were about 250 volunteers who put on the procession.
Wow.
And one thing a lot of people don't realize is even the finale, where people tend to think that's flam chen, that's pros, you know, that's people who do this for a living. Of the 100 people who were involved in the finale,
mm-hmm.
there were 3 flam chen performers. The rest were volunteers from the community.
Wow.
And 2 flam chen technical people, Paul and Nadia,
uh-huh.
And the rest of the technical people were volunteers from the community. So it truly is a Tucson community event, from, you know, putting it on to paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, I heard a rumor that that in Phoenix there's maybe a sponsor for theirs, or that they've taken on a large I don't know, a corporate sponsor?
Their events are funded a little bit differently. One of the things we've tried very hard to do with All Souls Procession is, A, keep it free for people to attend,
right,
because it is about the community, and we do not want to put barriers to access for
right.
people. And the other is to stay away from large corporate sponsorship, because, as we've said many times, you wouldn't want a Pepsi logo on your grandmother's funeral.
Right.
And this is something that is, as much as it's fun and crazy and silly sometimes, it also has a really deep, serious, somber
sure.
grief undercurrent.
Yeah.
And it's essential that we respect that.
Right. You don't want to have to be pulling a dollar out of your pocket. Like,
right.
what I love about the procession is you can join it at any place when you mm-hmm. are ready. And the idea of having to pull a dollar out of my pocket to do that just doesn't suit the mood. It doesn't make sense. And so I love the idea that Minnie Mouse wants, One Stomach wants to keep it a community event just through community support. But that means we need community support.
We absolutely do need community support. And this weekend, Sunday after Cyclovia, at 3:00, we're having a community gathering, which will be at Cirque Root Studio, which is at 17 East Toole. There's plenty of parking right across the street at Stone and Franklin, which is the Franklin Docks, where mm-hmm. the procession finale used to be, for those who know. And we'll be talking a lot about how people can get involved, how they can help the procession, how they can get more invested in helping make the procession happen. Because it's, you know, for me personally, I've been a volunteer with the procession for 4 years.
Wow.
This will be my fifth year, and I'm part of the group that escorts the urn through the streets and collects the prayers and the messages. And that is, for me, a deep and profound service to my community,
yeah.
even people I don't know and I will yeah. never know. So I'm really glad to be able to expand my role, and I look forward to seeing more people who haven't been involved before.
Excellent. So if you are procession curious,
exactly.
this
precisely.
would be a great event to attend. Again, this Sunday at 7, from 3 to 5, April 7th, excuse me, from 3 to 5 at Cirque Root Studio, 17 East Toole Avenue. And again, there's parking across the street. And you can get more information at allsoulsprocession.org.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And we're also doing a community survey right now to get people to talk about what they love about the procession, what they wonder about it, and what they want out of it.
Okay.
And that's available at tinyurl.com/ASP community.
Okay. Can you get to it through the All
Absolutely.
Souls?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Any stats or anything you wanted to talk about a little bit so that folks know what we're talking about as far as some of the money?
Sure. As I said, last year cost about $75,000.
Right. $75,000.
Okay. Yeah. We've raised about $55,000 so far this year. Adding in the Oktoberfest numbers from last weekend, we've raised just over $60,000. And most of that money isn't going to the big glamorous things people think it is.
Right.
It's not going to, you know, the finale. It's going to closing the streets.
And
to getting the permits, to porta potties, to very unglamorous things that are essential to allowing us to do this.
Absolutely.
And like I said, last year there were 50,000 people involved. And if every person gave a dollar,
mm-hmm.
we'd be doing really well.
Yeah, right.
And if people can give more than that, that's fantastic. And I donate via Network for Good,
okay.
which allows you to do a recurring monthly donation, which, as you well know, in KXCI land, it's a mm-hmm. lovely thing.
Yeah.
So I have an automatic recurring donation through Network for Good.
Excellent. Once again, the website, allsoulsprocession.org, and the event is this Sunday, April 7th, from 3 to 5 after Cyclovia at Cirque Root Studio, 17 East Toole Avenue, with plenty of parking. Melanie Cooley, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Make sure to come back when we've got another event so we know about it.
I would be thrilled to.
Okay. Standing stage here you've got. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll head back into the music with Zaz here on KXCI.